It's a gorgeous summer day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures have moved up into the 80s in most areas, and our dew points are right around 60, so even though it is on the warm side, it's not especially humid, though we're starting to feel just a little touch of mugginess, and that trend will continue as the humidity levels slowly increase over the next 24 hours. For now, high pressure is in control of our weather, so that is keeping things quiet over the next several hours. So if you have plans through the late afternoon or early evening, things are going to be just fine. It's not going to chill down as quickly tonight as the past couple of nights, though it may still turn at least a little bit cool for some of us. So if you have evening plans, you may want to consider a light jacket or sweatshirt, especially if you're going to be out after dark. And moving through the night, high pressure will remain in control, so we're mainly clear to partly cloudy. It will be a little bit more humid than past nights, and also a little bit less cool. Overnight temperatures will fall back into the 60s, and some areas of fog are likely late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. And moving through the day tomorrow, we'll have that high pressure area in control, so morning fog will burn off, we'll have some sunshine through the first part of the day. But as high pressure pushes off to the east, and a cold front approaches from the west, we will see clouds increase as the day moves along. Now, with that high pressure area moving off to the east, we'll have a little push of humidity come into the area, so it will turn more muggy through the day tomorrow. And with the approaching front tomorrow, there is the chance for a scattered shower or thunderstorm, especially from about the mid part of tomorrow afternoon right into tomorrow night. And at this time, it does appear that front will linger on Friday, so there's still the chance for a shower or storm Friday morning. Then the front will push to the east on Friday afternoon. We'll start to see some slightly less humid air by Friday afternoon. Then it turns much less humid by Saturday. A quick check of the tropics this afternoon. We have Gaston, which is on that threshold between a tropical storm and a hurricane. The storm is still well out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and the current forecast poses no threat to land. Of more interest is an area of potential tropical development in the northern Leeward Islands. There's been a lot of hubbub, a lot of hype already concerning the potential impacts of this system. At this time, nothing is set in stone, especially when it comes to hurricanes, but certainly interest through the Bahamas and the Caribbean and the southeastern United States do need to be aware of a potential storm threat in the coming days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm and more humid, with a chance of showers and storms, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm and more humid, with a chance of showers and storms, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm and more humid, chance of a late shower or storm, high in the lower to mid-80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, warm and more humid, a chance of showers and storms with high in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide on Friday, a chance of morning showers and storms, then partly sunny with highs in the 80s. Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, less humid, with highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.